every word to that song.
Did you?
I think you guys got your first groupie here.
I am the Tony Meese groupie. Yeah.
I will attest to Doug's comment about having you, him play you all the time in his car, because he has his thing. I was just in his truck a couple weeks ago, right? And we were like going down to this horrible place in Detroit that you see bands beat each other's brains in with. And Doug was nice enough to take us down there. And we're listening. I'm like, what's this thing hanging off your? There's like this thing hanging. It's a radio transmitter.
It's a radio transmitter that I plug into my MP3 player. And it plays through 88.1. So you guys are actually on the radio for a circle of 30 feet.
Hey! Tony just dropped an F-bomb, man.
You did?
He just dropped. Your head was turned. So now you're okay. You're all right.
I'm all in.
I think all the chatter is
going to take. I didn't hear it. That's
okay. No, it's Doug. Doug cranked up the MP3 player, though.
I think I remember it. I wrote that as like 15.
That song is
a national anthem for
Ghost
Town.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Cruising Through the Graveyard.
Cruising Through the Graveyard, but it's not. It's actually on one EP that you had created ages ago.
Yeah, it was 17, 18.
Yeah, it was. And so does Will.
It's pretty bad.
Which is why we have
it.
It is a very cool tune. We
played it. It's not bad songs.
But I have to say, it's just like the first 13 Ghostly Talks.
We won't let anybody have them.
Nope.
We'll talk about selling out. People are like, dude, we'll pay you for it. We're like, no, you're not going to have the first 13 Ghostly Talks.
You're not getting the first 13 Ghostly Talks. No, they're bad.
Because we were like, we tell people this all the time. We're like, the first couple of shows we did with this show, we're like, okay, we have to have an outline, we have to have show notes, we have to know what we're doing, we gotta be professional.
Yeah, right.
Why did Seth Mission hear that song with Gordon Travis?
It's probably him.
No, it was a lady.
Oh, really?
She wanted to perform it at some kind of gathering or something.
To perform Cruising?
Yeah, some of the changes.
So you're like, there you go, yeah.
Words a little bit, made a little more mature.
What are these guys doing over here?
They should be a musical.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gin is officially kicked in, it looks like. Sean, you okay over there? See, trying to keep Sean like in control. Possibly. There you go. Thank you.
Jelly tree.
One of those laser things.
We forgot the taser. Yeah. What's coming up for Tony Meese?
A new CD.
A double album. From what I understand. It's a double album.
It's a double album.
That's like big stuff right there. Were you like
we're going
double L?
Real studio to do it. It's gonna be fancy.
What one are you going to? Or off the air? I don't know. What one are you going to?
I don't even know the name of it. But this guy Colin.
Oh, this guy you met.
We met him. He's like, I got a studio. Come record. He said, okay, you got a good deal. So
rock on.
So I'm trying to think of the name. I feel terrible. Yeah, so it won't be in a basement. But there's something to be said about basement recordings. They're charming.
They are.
As someone who is all too familiar with basement recordings, there's a certain sound you get.
Yeah.
You can't get that in the studio.
It's true. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's all about dynamics and where you're at and the environment and things like that. I mean,
it's a little more relaxed.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Not under stress to watch the clock.
Yeah, you're not paying out $15 an hour to try to record an album. And I mean, there's right behind you is Scott Binkowski from my old band, and he knows.
Yeah.
But see, the
problem with pointing him out as someone who knows is, doesn't he nail it the first time?
Yeah, I think if I remember, when we recorded Homicidal Rags with MFPS, you nailed it. We had 12 tracks on the album, I believe, and you nailed 8 of them in the first take.
How many did you have to redo? You redid 4?
He did 4. And the only reason he wanted to redo them, Doug, is because he wanted to redo them. Oh, he wasn't happy with them. The rest of us were like, dude, you rock. Are you sick?
Yeah.
He asked us. He's like, I want to recut these. I really want. We're like, do it. If you're not happy, go in there and redo it. But we were happy with the whole album. He cut them all in one take. So when you got something like that in there,
right. That's
cool.
Yeah. Well,
right. You got a monster like Scott Binkowski playing drums behind you, and I did it for 4 years. I know it was like.
Okay.
I mean, I hate to point the poor guy out, but there was like not one note. There was like not one note that I knew was not going to be played by this guy. I mean, he nailed every single thing. He pulled it off every show he played. I never heard. Do you guys want to play another song? I mean, you guys want to do another tune? You want to do it? Have them play another tune?
Oh, please.
I mean, we're just kind of flying by this show.
We've got an EP of some of the songs that are on the CD available on your website. If you're curious, it's called From Your Hands.
Cool, all right.
Excellent.
Guys, it's throwing niche again. All right. Hey.
All right.
I think it's
Sean.
We've gotten well into this party and people are starting to get thoroughly sauced, I think.
Let's do
a
Fix My Head.
This tune's
called Fix My Head.
This is a good tune.
It's a little weird, so
I love this song.
There's no noises and sound effects like on the CD. Get out of this box, and they turned all of the locks, and the corners are closing in like the devil promoting sin. The ticking is cutting my ear, and the silence just won't disappear. I'm on the other side of the wall from the sun, the moon, and all. And I can't get out. They can't fix my head. My arms are long. My bones feel like lead. Now in the depths of my guts, my skin is breaking.
I gotta tell a funny story about Tony Niche. The first, when we had you guys on the show, like on one of our real, like our official broadcasts we do on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the way. You guys came on, you were nice enough to come on one night and hang out with us and play some tunes. And poor Tone here, this poor guy,
he's playing,
he's singing his heart out, he's doing it, and all of a sudden, bang, his brain pops right in the middle of the song.
He's wrong, new one.
Yeah, you took no chances tonight.
No.
Poor guy played right through the song. Didn't even know, didn't even miss a note.
I think you were playing Fix My Head.
Was it?
That was before the before the release party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was coming up. Yeah.
It was coming up.
Yeah. Poor guy blew the string right out. Watched it happen. And I had my hand on his shoulder like, come on, man, just keep going, dude. You can get through it, man. I know your pain. I know your pain. I know your pain.
I'm going to bend all the rest of the strings so I get back into it. That hurts.
We're gonna have some more songs by you guys later on. Is that cool? You guys want to come back here and hang out? Yeah. Totally sweet. You guys are totally awesome. You guys, thanks again for coming out here. Thank you so much. Ah, what else? We got so many people we needed to point out tonight. So many people showed up for this thing this year. A lot of people. I think at least half of the people that are hanging out here tonight are from out of state.
They're not from Michigan. Speaking of which, I see one that's standing up right now.
Uh-oh.
Ooh! You want to sit over here?
Doug, you read my mind, man. Uh-huh. You read my mind.
Hey, actually, before I get one of the
what's
get
up?
This thing, I gotta tell you guys.
Magnus is hopping in.
I walked outside. My car is like five houses down because people partying here.
Yeah.
And there's like three people or four people standing outside the building looking in. They're so loud. They're like, what's going on in there? And now there's all people are little, outpouring outside wanting to get in. So.
Oh, no.
Invite them in. Tell them
if they have any idea what is going on, and they're going to be like, what? The man who just sat down here, actually... With a fresh haircut, by the way, I have to add.
A snappy haircut.
It's a good look for you.
Well, thank you.
Because you're a beard man like me.
Yes, we're beard men.
I think that's why. See, when you, it's kind of like I wear those gargoyle sunglasses, right? And there's only like four people on the planet that wear those things. So when you see somebody who's wearing them, you're like, you give them the nod, like. Because you know good sunglasses, right? So, I mean, I drove an hour and a half for like my last pair of sunglasses. The only place that had them was an hour and a half away. I mean, that's how demanding I am for quality eyewear, right? Same thing goes for beards, I think. Because when you see a man with a nice beard, a nice thick beard, you look at him, you have to go, hey, man, that's a nice looking beard you got there. I appreciate the art and the time that you put into that beard. And, I mean, the first time we met in Indiana... You guys, we met at the IHOP.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I said, I'm like, hey, man, nice beard. Nice beard you got going there. That's a real, I appreciate your beard. Scott Kern, who also is the creator. I don't know if you've ever been on live with us before, like right here. Scott Kern is the actual creator of the Ghostly Talk theme song.
Yeah.
Scott K wrote, recorded all the tracks, everything. And we told this story before. Like one day, I think I came into work and it was like 6 in the morning, so I was like dead. Like a Saturday morning at 6 a.m., I mean, how miserable can you be, right? I walk in there and I'm like, oh, God.
Photo op.
She just shot a rip at me, too. Did you hear that? But I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, I better check the Ghostly Talk site and see who's made fun of us this week, or whatever. And. There I look at the message board, and there's this, a message from Scott K. Hey, guys, I wrote you a theme song. And we're like, well, let's download it and see what's going on here, right? And I am witness to this fully produced, excellently mixed piece of audio that he said, hey, do what you want with it. I just wrote it because I thought your show was pretty cool, and you guys are nice, and let's just see what happens. It's been our theme song for, 3 years now?
It's had quite a run.
It's been a run, yeah.
But over the course of time, you become a very dear friend of the show also. I mean, if you write a theme song for a show, I think you're pretty much in the clubhouse. I mean, I think it's a pretty...
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, when you put that kind of time into something, you've pretty much got on the A-list for the host, I think. But we've been out working... I mean, you're the guy...
Who recorded our two now infamous
our two favorite EVPs. And
totally dumb luck.
Totally what?
It's a totally dumb luck.
Dumb luck.
In my opinion... Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was completely...
Well, it didn't hurt that we were in a haunted place.
No, that's enough.
Yeah. haunted place, but yeah, it really was true ghost hunting.
Absolutely freaked me out. And when I got home and was listening to that, I just had to get on the phone immediately.
Well, you did.
What I just heard.
Try and hear that.
You did. You
see your check your email.
Yeah. You did. We were still on the road.
Yeah.
We're still coming home, and we're like, what? Okay, whatever, you know. Scott heard a blip somewhere. And we get home, we hear, I mean, everybody out there that's listening, I'm sure you've heard these pieces of audio, and they're absolutely just like, we didn't have no idea. All we can say is we have no idea how they got there. These voices.
And then, of course, they became famous because we played them on
Coast. Well, that's what I was going to say. When we had the opportunity to go on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, live here in our hometown, Detroit, at the Renzen. I don't want to pimp OnStar. That's not our thing here. I just did. Okay, so, but the thing was, is I want to say, Scott, you really captured the spirit of independent thought and independent art and things like this in media, because I'm like, because what happened was, I won't lie to you, this is what happens when you go on Coast to Coast AM. They say to you, okay, what do you got? We're like, well, we got internet radio, so. And they're like, well, not good enough. What else do you have? We're like, well, we got EVPs. And they're like, okay, what kind of EVPs do you have? So I'm like, well, we have these two gems that you recorded. And I'm like, this is going to be a real touchy situation to call Scott Cabb and go, hey, we're going to go on a show that's potentially going to make us world famous with your audio. Is that cool? Right? There wasn't even a pause in your voice when I called you. You're like, dude, do what you got to do with it. Feel free. Go right ahead. And that absolutely is a selfless act. I mean, it totally blew me away that you said, hey, go right ahead. I want loyalty rights to this. I want a percentage. I want this. My lawyer's calling you tomorrow. But you were like, no, dude, no way. No way at all, man. Play him on the air, which we did. It blew a lot of people away.
And a lot of people emailed about them.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people.
Where do I download that at? Okay, here's the link. Here we go. I had a shortcut on my desktop. I can't how long. Because I was just like, here. I mean, we sent them out to so many people. But that's the biggest thing, though, with this, I know you're a believer in that, is that there's so many things going on right now, especially with the paranormal, where it's getting a lot of media. There's a lot of attention coming to this, and unfortunately, well, I think this is a gin talking tale a little bit, but unfortunately, it's something that really upsets us a little bit, because there's a lot of people out there trying to make money off this stuff, you know? Trying to come out, and we come into contact with our share of people, too.
Yeah.
Guests on this show, people we've worked with, you name it. Where literally they're like, well, look, you know, I'm coming on this show to sell books. I don't care about it. I'll regurgitate whatever information you want me to regurgitate. I don't really care. And fortunately, we have someone like Doug who can make these decisions too and say, you know what? No, we're not here to make you rich. We're here to get ideas out there and make people think. You ever have a train of thought that just stops in mid?
It's called gin.
Yeah, I think it's just brain just got zero.
This is where you take over, Doug. This is where you like. And by the way,
did you
drink so and so's coffee? It's great. It's awesome.
but to continue what you were saying, I think that what's happening is I've noticed it too. I've noticed that people in our own ghost hunting groups that we've been affiliated with and things like that, all of a sudden there seems to be this draw toward, oh, I can make a business out of this. And it rarely works, because the magic of a ghost hunting group, there's magic there until it becomes monetary.
Yeah.
Like if it becomes more than a hobby, suddenly something breaks. And that's Ghost to Talk is purely our hobby.
Yeah. We take this thing seriously, but we don't take ourselves seriously.
Right. Ghost to Talk is, I mean, I'm serious about it. As serious as a 300 game bowler, right? Someone who's got a couple 300 games behind.
Good analysis.
He's serious about his bowling, and I'm serious about Ghost to Talk. At the same time, though, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we learn a lot. And we can learn a lot from you. We have learned a lot from you, Scott K.
I think paranormal media is definitely building a lot of interest. We're seeing more shows on television.
Yep.
Learning Channel, Discovery Channel, all those things. They're all running their own paranormal type things. We had almost a paranormal channel there for a while that was going to come on.
Yeah, I wonder what's happened with that.
Hector Rodriguez.
Who?
I always forget the guy's name.
Jose Escamilla.
Jose Escamilla.
Wow. You know, Hector Rodriguez is somebody I work with. Oops, sorry. How'd I screw that up? This mic's going off.
It's probably still doing.
You guys are going to be. I think you guys are going to be bigger. You have a draw and a feeling like we're in a basement. Like just like you know, I've heard you talk about it. You know, I want you guys to feel like you're in a basement, sitting in a chair, just listening to us. You know, talking about paranormal things.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, we're in a basement.
That's what we tell every guest.
But I think that network TV and stuff can't do that. They're more corporate, and they can't get that kind of feeling because it's just not genuine. You guys have that genuine feeling, and you're going to draw more and more people, and I think you're going to get a much bigger crowd. And I think you're actually, you know, coast to coast, may watch out. Look out. It's not done.
I gotta say, I'll say it again though. You know, as far as coast to coast is concerned, George Norrie. Say what you want about the guy; he is an absolute wonderful person. He was so nice to us that night. We had an absolute ball.
Do you know what? He's got a really hard job.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah.
This guy's got a stopwatch in his hand.
Yeah, he's got a hard job. He's doing the timing. He's obviously a pro broadcaster, right? But George Norrie has. He has to deal with so much technology, first of all, and so many callers that I don't know if I'd want to do that because that is a tough job.
It's not an easy job. You know, he has a lot of experience in it too,
and he's been doing it for a number of years. Beautifully.
Yeah, but he was absolutely it blew us away. I mean, we've said it before. We walk in this beautiful studio, and we're like we're like straight from the casino, by the way, too. We're like we went to Greektown. And then, Doug, we came out, and his fangs started dripping blood, you know?
It's like, we need to go to the casino, or I'm going to bite you, Scott.
I'm like, okay, fine, all right, let's go. So we gambled all of our money away, so now we're broke, and we're down at the studio. And we walk right in, and there he pops out the door. Hi, George Norrie, nice to meet you. Hand comes out. We're like, you're George Norrie! You're George Norrie! What are we doing here? What's going on? And he was just so great to us. That's why I support Coast to Coast AM, regardless of you know what business they do. They make people think.
I was just talking to Tone and Niche before, you know, during the last during those funny blooper thingies, whatever they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tone is now hooked on Coast to Coast AM.
It's a great show. Yeah, it's a great show. You know, I mean, we
have. I don't blame him. I was. What? I still
have drives at night.
We've said this before, we'll say it again. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't Coast to Coast. It wouldn't for this.
I wouldn't have. Well, I mean, I wanted, when we started Ghostly Talk, because the internet was, there wasn't all that much on the internet. And there wasn't even any standards. Like, you know, now MP3 streaming for streaming, podcasting for, you know, taped shows or you know, pre-prepared shows. All these distribution mechanisms are available now. It was really new. At the time.
It was. I had no idea. If it wasn't for Doug, I wouldn't be here, because it was like, okay, so you want me to talk in this mic? How do I do that? Hi. I had no idea.
I fought with competing standards at the time. Real Server was bigger than, the MP3 broadcasting. And I made the decision, no, I'm not going with Real. It's a proprietary format. And so I didn't. We went with, the very first show was actually broadcast in OGG.
Yeah.
It was done through IceCast.
And that's still like a foreign thing still. People are like, what? OGG? I'm like, yeah, OGG. It's cool. It's a great thing, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know OGG is with an MP3 or an MP4 or M4U. I need M4U for my podcast.
Right. Otherwise, I can't do it. But yeah, and so I fought with standards. Finally, we're like, all right, we're going to do MP3 streaming. Thank heavens we did. That's what seems to have become the dominant.
And we're having a ball.
Format.
We keep telling people that. It's like, you know, so and we've heard that before. Like, okay, so guys, you know, when are you guys going to be, like, big? And I say that in quotes. When are you guys going to get big? And we're like, what do you mean big? What's big? I mean, what's big?
This is big enough.
It's big enough. We're having a good time. We enjoy it. We get to talk to fascinating people like yourself, Scott. We get to meet fascinating people like yourself, Scott. And we just get to have a great time and learn new things. John J. Harper, we had him not too long ago. And it's one of those rare guests that just leave you like, you can't do your job as a broadcaster because you're like, huh? These ideas that he's throwing out at you, you're like, dude, I can't even get my arms around this. You want me to react to something like this right now? I can't do it. So you just keep talking and we'll sit here and just like fall apart like we did that night, for example.
Oh, yeah.
It was ridiculous.
We learn every show.
That's the magic. That's the magic of Ghostly Dog. It really is, and that's what we found over the years. Celebrating our 4-year anniversary tonight is that, especially with the blooper reels. Oh God! Knowing how much fun we have, and how goofy it can really be, but at the same time you can learn so much. It's really, really a great thing, and you're part of that. I mean, we consider you somebody who, well, I think you're played every week on our show, so I think you're a pretty big part of the show. I mean, that's just a. Doug, I mean, can you help me with this at all? I mean, what do you think?
We want a new theme song.
we had a meeting. He flew out. We had a formal meeting down in Greek Town.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And we were, I'm like, Bison, hey, listen. We need to do business again. We need to do business. And he's like, okay, you know, we sat there and we talked about it, and it's actually something we're working on. You might be hearing a new Ghostly Talk theme song this year. Sometime.
Oh, no. So next year will be completely different.
Well, we've decided to go completely black metal with this, though.
Okay.
Black metal theme song. So it's like just a grinding beat behind there.
Right.
And Scott's like kind of got his death growl.
Yeah, a little bluegrass.
Well, yeah, we're going to mix bluegrass and black metal. Yeah.
That'll work.
We're going to mix gospel and Satanism all in one. Together. Born together.
Yeah.
It's going to be wondrous, I'm telling you right now. I mean,
this will be the greatest 45-second clip ever.
This is truly groundbreaking, according to Rolling Stone. I mean, you'll see the headlines. I mean, it'll be great. Why don't we take a quick break again? We got
good idea.
We've only played one of these things.
Right, we've got four of them.
Oh, that's like an hour we can blow.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get as much filler in here as we can so we can party, right? You see how
we'll bring more folks on afterwards?
Yeah, totally.
And,
Scott.
Continue the party.
You're really a true friend of the show.
Left hand.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, man.
Guys,
this is Ghostly Talk. Thank you all for coming out and hanging around with us. These people are just kind of mingling about, kind of like floating around now, which I'm doing the same actually myself. This is like really good gin, by the way.
Right.
I love this stuff. I thank my girlfriend, Amber, for buying it for me. It's really
just
good.
Just keep yourself centered in your chair.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's only two of you right now, Doug, so we're cool.
There's only two of me.
Yeah, as soon as we get to three, I'm just going to, you know, like Rocky said, hit the guy in the middle. I mean, we'll be okay. So let's take a quick break. We got more goofy stuff for you guys. Over the last year...
Yep.
It happened right on this show.
It happened on our show.
Here on Ghostly Talk.
Welcome to Ghostly Talk. This is the least professional but most indie show on the internet. And we are having fun this weekend. We just rolled back.
Yeah, we
got
to be so hating for it.
Let me tell you something, girl, all right?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Something right now, baby.
Material.
Oh, no, you didn't, honey.
My boyfriend ain't your baby's daddy. You understand me, girl?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something.
What's that, girl?
Happy
Mother's Day.
Mrs. L.
We got a special day, four wings and four legs for $4.99.
Boo, bitch.
Oh!
It was a bigger mom.
Go!
Guys are probably the coolest internet radio show in existence.
Oh, jeez.
Will you really get fined for me saying that
no.
word?
No,
absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
No.
Don't worry. We have a big budget for that, Mom. We're used to it.
Well, it was Ghostly Talk, so I just thought I'd say, boo, bitch.
$40,000?
Yeah.
college. I had, you know, a little dog named Bingo.
What did you do with the dog?
Well, he's passed away now.
Why? Oh, yeah.
But he would ride with me. He was my riding buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'd sit on the passenger seat, and I'd be driving. Well, that was before.
You weren't discussing like the topics of Coast to Coast with him, were you?
No, but he was listening intently. I mean,
did he have a smoking jacket on?
They have many, like, many great debates.
Oh, yeah. my good fellow, this is a very interesting topic, I tell you.
I don't know whether to agree or disagree.
Why are all the animals that we know foreign?
what animal's foreign? Yeah.
How can this be? Mm. It's not a bird. Why can a reptile fly?
And so they're jumping. Is it the pterodactyl? They just like forgot that the pterodactyl was a big flying lizard. And you'll read all about that.
We'll be right
Malarkey.
Back.
Malarkey. I mean, prophecy.
You are, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk. We keep it very, very simple.
Oh, God, easy.
Very simple. So on the count, I'll count to three. I'll give you about a second of silence, and then you can go ahead and nail it out. All right?
Okay.
All right. One, two, three.
Hey, human scum! This is Odorous Uranus, master of your planet, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk!
That was awesome. You want to do just one more because we have the noise in the background? You just do one more real quick and we'll be all set.
Plus, I drunkenly slurred a little. Let's do it again.
All
ready?
Right.
Okay, here we go.
All right, one.
Hey!
Hang on. One.
Oh, yeah, give me the countdown.
All right, one, two,
three. Hey! This is Odorous Urungus, master of your planet, and I'm telling you to listen to Ghostly Talk.
That was so awesome, Dave. That was great, dude. All right, hang tight. We're gonna start the show. Are you ready to go?
just turn the sound off. I'm liking this, man.
The other one's got more flavor to it.
Doug sucks down his piece of pizza.
Eat it.
I can't believe you're playing this down here, dude. We'll kill it, dude.
Welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Oh my lord.
I didn't do it. It was him. I was just watching it. Intently. You okay?
Yeah. Good. Well, that good
you blowing
over
in there or
what?
Something, dude? Huh?
Poor Will.
Wow.
How much porn are you on like this? And I want you to say this in the mic, too.
Probably like, I don't know, 15, 20 scenes somewhere in there.
Say I am Will and I love porn.
I like that one in particular, actually.
She's cute. I think we're done broadcasting now for good, but... He brought that over to the haunted basement. It's official. We threatened it for like years. Threatened, you know, just hitting here and there. But Will actually just broke the ultimate taboo.
No more skirting the topic.
No more. No. We literally lifted the skirt of the topic.
4 years.
Oh, hey, there's some feedback.
I got it. It's taken care of, dude.
Sounds good.
We're on this, like, ridiculous little sound system down here trying to, like, I think you can hear our voices just a little bit. And I'm losing.
That's awesome. I'm sorry. I love static.
Yeah, who
told
you that? It's like, what do I say?
You know, I can't say.
You can't because there's, like, stations around the planet that would, like, really get us in trouble.
All I can say is I love static.
That's excellent to hear.
Yeah.
I also love Scott.
I also love John.
Hey,
there it is.
Me.
I love Bonnie, too. Yeah, and Bonnie. This is Ghostly Fuck. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And this is our 4-year anniversary party. And people are just...
The cell phones are ringing.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like, no... There's no decorum here. We don't want any decorum.
Well, this is... What's interesting is this is how we try to run the show. Even
without cell phones.
Without
well, what's up? What's going on here?
And without the
chat. Hey, hang on, we got a caller coming in here. We have our fake phone system tonight. Yes, who's on the phone? Hello? Yeah, what's up?
It's Marcus Leader.
Marcus Leader. Hey, Marcus, what's going on, man? You must have heard, your ears must have been burning because we were just talking about you, actually.
Yeah, I kind of heard that, yeah.
Well, we love you. I mean,
Marcus rules!
You have a cheerleading squad here, apparently, Marcus. I mean, she really is into you. No, we were, you came up a few times here tonight because, I mean, you really have had an impact on what we do here on Ghostly Talk. And, I mean, the 4-year anniversary is. For us to tell people that. Oh, Elmer's here. Elmer's.
This is just for you, bud.
Oh, Elmer's popping a beer right now. He's destroying those valuable brain cells. We're taking very good care of him. He's only. Really?
Alcohol and clairvoyance.
Can I take part in this experiment too? This sounds like fun. I'll call you tonight, Marcus, at about 3:00 in the morning. When I'm, like, totally, like, just laying there with a headache, going, oh, God, okay, now what do you want me to remote view? Marcus, the cell phone we're on here is not doing too well. I can't really hear too much of what you're saying, unfortunately, dude.
Yeah, I know. I'm just wanted to call, but I wish you guys a happy anniversary. And, you know, you got pretty years of playing on broadcasting.
Well... Nobody's getting them. Nobody will ever get those shows, I don't think. I personally, Marcus, I really don't mind too much, but Doug says no. And see, Doug beats me hard if I don't do what he says. So maybe
I'll give in to pressure. I don't know.
We'll sell out for $5 and then we'll give away. $5 is the contract, signing bonus to like stickers for whatever radio station wants to broadcast it, and then we'll give them the 13 episodes out. But I mean, I don't know why Doug just doesn't what?
First 13?
Yeah.
Email me if you want.
Oh, great. Oh.
Bonnie's giving out the first
13. Email me.
Bonnie@ghostlytalk.com.
Bonnie@ghostlytalk.com. It's over now, Doug.
I know. They're going to be released to the universe.
Hey, Marcus, thanks for calling, though, man. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Marcus.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you, Marcus, because you're really a big part of the show. We really love you, man. You're a great friend of ours, and you've done things for us that we would never in our lives imagine that someone would do for us. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our love to your family.
Marcus, you rock!
Another hand for Marcus Leader.
Thank you.
I don't know how good that's going to come through on the archive. But, you know, hey, that was Marcus Leader who actually called in. Bonnie just gave me this cell phone and said, here, put this against the microphone and hopefully it won't feed back too much. He just wanted to say hi, you know. I mean, we are really blessed, I have to say. This radio show is blessed. We're not blessed with money. We're not blessed with hookers. We're not blessed with cocaine.
That's damn support home.
We have a primo support home.
Yes, you do.
Bonnie,
we got We've got Friends.
Yeah.
And Paranormal Stories, and
we have a person like Bonnie that has been there, pretty much since day one, helping us out with whatever we needed. She's there. I mean, if we were in a jam, Bonnie was there to take care of us. If we need news up on the site, Elmer takes care of us. If we need some really cool gadgets, well, we didn't really ask for them, but Marcus is just like, here, take this and play with it.
And see if this works in the field.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, find a field.
I wake up every day, honestly. I wake up every single day and I think about what we're doing here on Ghostly Talk. And I'm not lying to you. I really get blown away by the amount of people that have actually stepped up and said, hey, you know, we're really interested in this too. We want to help you out. You know, and we're like, well, okay, cool. It leaves me voiceless a lot of times. I mean, sorry, voiceless. Speechless, thank you.
Voiceless.
If that isn't the gin talking, I don't know what that is.
That's your blooper reel is what that is.
Yeah, that's what that is right there. We've had so many people come to us over the last 4 years and just offer their help selflessly. And it really, we need to thank all of you guys out there for helping us out and making this so much fun.
And I've seen big changes in the paranormal field, not necessarily because of Ghostly Talk, but because of the family style atmosphere I think that we have.
Yeah.
And I think that it helps in its own small way.
Well, a really good example of that, real quick, Tone is just like throwing down here with the N-word, Nirvana. Listen to him. Okay, I'm going to sing it. Ready?
Oh, God. Everybody plug your ears.
That's it. I can't do it anymore. He's doing it. A good example of how a good example of how great the people who listen to Ghostly Talk or come to this site or do whatever they do with our source of media is, we talked about it last segment with Scott Kern when we were on Coast to Coast. Our site was slammed.
We had a
great backbone guy who was helping us out to keep the server up and running. B, we had people on that site. We didn't ask them. We didn't pay them. We didn't do anything. These people stepped up to the plate and said, welcome to Ghostly Talk. I've been a listener for a while. You know, over all the new people that signed up on the site to just check out whatever, right? These people were our ambassadors at that time to basically make these people feel welcome to what we were doing.
And they did. Misty helped out a lot. 8-Bit.
A handful of people.
There was a lot of people out there. Ghost Hunter.
Everybody.
There were so many people in there, and they were in the shout box, and they were in the forum, and the chat room, and they were welcoming everybody, and I appreciate everybody.
Absolutely. Those are the things, like I said, I wake up in the morning, and I'm like, so how is my life turned out?
How is my life?
Well, I'm broke. Okay, well, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, we're all broke. Well, I have this really neat little thing I've been doing for 4 years where I've met amazing people. Amazing people. You keep doing it. Bottom line.
And you guys too. You guys got off of a whirlwind tour last summer.
Oh, last summer, yeah.
Yeah. And you went out there. Did your job say anything bad?
No, we have flexible management.
Flexible management. Okay. Because right. Yeah. Unless you have vacation days, we're not going to pay you.
I'll tell you guys. Speaking as a 15-year retired musician. And I mean the word retired. I haven't made
Grandma Butt, you're the only one.
But you know what? We had a great time. Same with Ghostly Talk. I had a great time. I had a ball. I did things that I never imagined I would have done.
It's a great experience.
Playing for thousands of people. I never imagined myself being in front of thousands of people and them liking it. Wow. That was really cool, too.
Well, I never imagined myself being in front of 12 people.
It's a really cool feeling to have that much fun like that. It's a great thing. We have Tony and Nisha again. They're hanging out with us. These are the people. They're playing their vibe and doing all kinds of cool stuff. You guys want to play another tune?
Yeah,
sure. Cool. What's the next song?
We're doing a photo shoot.
We got to do a photo. You're making the musicians take pictures.
Bonnie, did you give me a beer? So.
Did she get you a beer?
I've apparently turned into the Tony and Nisha support host.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, this is Tony and Nisha.
You can wash it off.
got a thousand pieces of paper to tell me what to say. I got a thousand notes to myself not to forget today. And I'm watching the city inside me burn on down. So don't make me the laugh tonight. Don't make me the clown. Cause you can wash it off. Empty feet, no lift, no ups, and no downs.